Hi everybody, welcome back to the Grow Tent. I am Samantha. We are starting season two. Yes, I have started a new season of our High Talks. High Talks are just us saying hi and sparking conversation with you, our listeners. I'm joined this week with my partner, Herb. And I pose a question to him. If someone were to ask you, who are you? How do you answer? I did a recent poll and asked several people the same question and got multiple different responses. So I want to ask you, who are you? And what do you identify with? And what do you believe? I'm really happy to start this season of High Talks because it's just a way for us to spark conversation with ourselves and with others. So I hope you enjoy and hit us up at thegrowtent@gmail.com or send us a voicemail on the Anchor app and join in on the conversation. But I hope y'all enjoy. Peace.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
Welcome. Welcome back.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. People like our chats.
Really?
Yeah. Something about that voice of yours.
My voice. What about your voice?
But we're back to chat. How do you feel about that?
Are you dropping bars?
Ooh, you like that.
I feel good. Just going to let it flow. Feeling good on a Saturday afternoon. Raining outside. Stormy weather. Lightning. Dog scared up under the bed like a little, little bitch he is.
Oh.
I mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
Cats just doing whatever the fuck they want. But what you got for us to talk about today?
So I figured we would start with one topic and see where our High Talks take us. Because you know they're going to go somewhere else. They always do.
I know.
And I just like that it sparks conversation and then we start asking other people their opinion and getting other people to really think about things instead of just glossing over them.
Let's jump into it.
Okay. So I'm starting with, if someone were to ask you, Herb, who are you? How would you answer?
I think for me, I don't know, the moment I start thinking I was going to start naming things off, probably limit who I am if I started naming things off. I think who I am has to do with what I think. And that's thousands of things, you know, what I think about something, whether my tastes, my likes, dislikes, my viewpoints on different matters. That's who I am. It's not how I walk. It's not how I get my hair cut. It's not just how I speak and the words I use. I mean, it is those things, but it ain't just those things. It ain't my looks at all. If it was that, my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How fleeting would that be? I am who what I look like. So to me, it's what do I think about things? What do I think about me? How do I see myself? How do I respond to this? Those are the things that make up me, and I don't know. I think that just filled up sheets of paper, you know.
So you can't. Is it really describable? Can you describe it?
Well, you can ask me a question. Ask me any question about something. Don't matter what it is. Some viewpoint. You ask my opinion right now. Just come up with something.
What do you think about the most recent news about abortion?
Okay, so now with a question like that, my answer should tell you who I am.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Oh, he's somebody who thinks like that. What I think about it, I think it's bullshit. That's just, you know, kind of my caveman reaction to it. But overall, it doesn't make sense. What are they trying to say? You know?
It's some Handmaid's Tale.
I mean, that a woman can't decide certain things. You know, I was sitting here thinking, what if women just said, you know what? Well, I'm going to go, for lack of a better term, what they used to say back in the day was get my tubes tied.
Right.
I'm going to go prevent myself from being able to get pregnant. What if they just, you know, what if a woman just said, that's what I want? Would they have a problem with that? Do you think they would try to control that as well? If it's all about making sure women have babies, I think it's bullshit because they don't take care of people. We don't take care of anybody. They don't even want health care, like free health care or cheaper health care. They don't even want those things, but they want babies.
Which are expensive to have.
Right.
As well.
So I didn't mean to get off topic, but I was just answering your question.
See but how it goes?
That's, okay, so now you know who I am.
Yeah.
You maybe have some insight into how I think. Whether you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But that's who I am. I am what I eat, how I think about the world is who I am, you know?
Mm.
What about you? How would you answer?
I would agree to all of that. However, I would also include how you express yourself. Tell somebody, you know, who this person is. Mm-hmm. I like when people can feel who I am before they even really get to know me. You know, they can feel the essence of, you know, she's joyful, she's energetic, she's positive, she's optimistic, you know.
And you think those things can like go before you, kind of like your aura?
Yeah, I do. I will never forget when I worked as a poll worker for the first time, and this one lady said to me, "You have such kind eyes." It was just in passing she saw that. I don't even remember seeing her come in. She was leaving and she caught me on the way out and she just said, "You have such kind eyes." And I said, wow, she doesn't even know me. But she felt my essence before even me speaking.
She was right, you are kind. I mean, you don't take no shit, but you are kind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it does, it's just how you,
yeah,
you can see it, very approachable.
Agreed.
So yeah, that's who you are.
That's who I am, yeah, your essence. And how you think. Maybe that could be interpreted as your energy. What energy you put out.
Well, let me pose the same question to you. What do you think about all that's going on with you are a woman? Yes, you are.
Yes.
Good gracious. So, what do you think about it?
It's infuriating to think that people can decide what you can and can't do with your own body. It eliminates the whole aspect of being free, even more, you know, even more than it already is. So it's like, is this what this country is really believing and thinking this is how things should be? Which is completely unfair to women in every aspect of life, when you really think about it.
Well, it's not. It's actually a, if you believe in polling, the majority of the country doesn't believe this.
Right.
This is a small majority that is trying to rule. If you don't want to have an abortion, don't have an abortion.
Simple.
If you don't want to be gay,
don't be gay.
If you believe that your Bible manual on life, whatever, has a list of instructions of do's and don'ts for you, why are you trying to use those do's and don'ts for other people's lives? It's telling you not to do and don't. It's telling you how you should live. That would be like using your, like we talked about this before, using your employee handbook to tell me how I should operate on my job.
Right. Two totally different companies, two totally different bodies, two totally different lives.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me how to be based off of your life.
And they want to say that it's a religious precept or something. It's because of their faith in God or whatever it is. But think about all the things that they don't fight for. Ain't nobody fighting to to put it into debt.
Student loan debt.
Healthcare.
Child care.
They're not mandating everybody needs to treat their neighbor with love and kindness.
No.
Those are like the very main precepts of Christianity, to love your neighbor and
love
to love
your
God.
Neighbor.
Okay. They're not like pushing that to turn the other cheek. They're not all the things that you're told to do, the good things,
the
things. Peaceful things. No.
The easy things.
They want to jump on this, and it's like, why? When you know, it's just, it just makes me angry that it's your beliefs being put on me.
Right.
And if we start here, we can start with a lot of other things. And I know people don't think, you know, they think this is, they can move in on anything that they want. Like I said, if you don't want to be gay, don't be gay. Why are you going to stop these other people from living their lives? They ain't doing nothing to harm you.
Nothing.
Why is it such a problem for you? Why do you want them to be straight? For what benefit is it of you that they be heterosexual or normal or whatever it is that you think is normal? Why is that beneficial to you? It makes no sense. Like, stay in your own lane, do your own thing. If it doesn't cause harm to anybody.
And if this is the land of the free, why can't we be free to be who we want to be?
Right. This is the country, like, black women couldn't wear their hair, and still can't in some cases, can't wear their hair the way they want to.
Right.
Like, we emphasize what hair is supposed to look like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How dumb is that? Like, what is appropriate for your fucking head crown?
Or even body jewelry. Body jewelry. They control how it appears on your face or body.
We emphasize so much in this society our clothing.
Yeah.
The thing we use to cover our naked bodies, our natural selves, our real selves, we get judged on how we wear those things and what we choose to wear.
Speaking of which, did you hear about that story about that woman in Louisiana who got cited for her clothing in public?
I saw briefly with, she had like a halter top on
and
or something.
And some shorts.
Very just normal, hot ass weather in the bayou,
For indecent exposure.
Yeah.
In public, by female officers.
Female officers, yeah.
But that is hot. A, it's hot, and B, I'm covered what needs to be covered. So what?
We associate nude with lewd all the time. We're so sexualized. We sexualized it and forbidden it in so many different ways that when we see it, it's like, it's a body.
It's a body. We all have bodies.
Yeah, and I know there's knuckleheads out there, but it's a body.
We all got the same thing, different color, different shape,
Cares? I know
textures.
People are just aren't mature enough to just mind their own damn business, or guys aren't mature enough to just, you know, go about themselves, maybe acknowledge that a girl might be beautiful or whatever, but just leave these people alone.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of some girl wearing some booty shorts, or have something to say about a woman who might be wearing some clothes that are revealing out in public, say in a department store, and then go to the beach and have on bikinis, up our ass, breasts out,
bikinis.
Guys in Speedos.
Yes.
And not think nothing about it.
Not think another thing.
Now, if
about
we can
it.
Do it in that situation, why is it such a shock? Because you saw some cleavage or something at the store.
Saw maybe a booty cheek.
Yeah. Okay.
But just, you know, just a little cheek.
Okay.
That's it.
See it and move on.
Move on.
The rest of the animal kingdom are running around naked. The ones that decided to start wearing clothes. Okay, we do. But you there's ass, titties, and things out there like that. Okay. The guys who wear jeans that are too tight and their bulges in front. Who gives a shit? We do believe that they have penises, right?
Right.
So the fact that we can see the imprint, oh my God. See the imprint of his penis. So the fuck what?
I know.
That's what you thought he had, right? What you think was down there. So.
But it is a sexualized thing now. And I think that's why a lot of men are dressing in a way where, you know, how women show their camel toes. Mm-hmm. Now men are showing their, what is it called? I don't even know what it's called.
Well, you got me. I don't know what it's called either.
But it's always sexualized. It's like, ooh, let's, you know, look at his print. opposed to, okay, he has a penis, he's a male. But it's always gone to a place of sex.
Right.
Why?
Because this how this that's societal. It's social conditioning. It's mores and all these. Somebody decided about being pious, and it has roots in religion and in women. You know, most of the religions of the world, the stricter ones, whether we're talking about Islam or and Christianity, believe in a woman need to be covered. She need to cover her ass up. They all believe it. That skirt's too short. That blouse is too loose. Put on this burqa. Cover up your eyes, your face, your legs, all that stuff. Know with that makeup. Know with that fingernail polish. All that shit. Your hair is too much. You need to pin that up. And it's always women.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Always. How they are to be controlled. They right. Y'all are out of control.
We are out of control.
And it goes back, I say religion. You think about Christianity, you think about Adam and Eve. It was the women who supposedly bit the fruit, got tempted by a snake, went back, got a husband hooked on the shit. And then God came down and said, what are y'all doing? And he said, that woman. And ever since then, women just, the in my opinion, the strongest part of the human race, the most, I can't say most important, but God, more important than what men make them, of the human race, okay? Necessary, should be respected, revered. It's always been, don't nobody give a damn about what y'all think. Make babies, shut up.
And it's primarily based off of religion.
Most of it. There's a lot of women out there who had girls and their husbands were upset because it wasn't a boy. Mm. Probably just bad stories, terrible stories. You think about in old kingdoms and kings and queens, and she couldn't produce an heir that was a boy. She was considered broken. You know what I'm saying? Science now says that it is the man who determines the sex in a child, but you know, yeah, whatever.
We don't really know. But
just
know.
Yeah, it's just something how. And there are women out there who are doing well, but still, what they're regarded by their world is still the same old-timey, old-head bullshit. Men decided to rule shit and have been since the beginning and have regarded women as these fragile, emotional, nonsensical at times, irrational, not to be trusted in many cases, baby makers.
It's insane.
It's, yeah, it has its roots in all of that, where we are today, and it's unfortunate, but.
And honestly, that's how some people define who they are, by what they believe, that belief system. And believe that about themselves because of that belief.
Yeah, and it's just a projection of things. Like, if that's what you want to believe, do it. You are allowed.
Yeah.
But don't want to try to change up another person's way of living.
Right. Force them to change.
We have sinified everything. Everything is so sinful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if someone's kissing in public. I know people who just get up. Oh, my God. Yes.
Get a room.
It's like they're kissing.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. What is it? Is it a, why are you staring?
Yeah.
Is it doing something to you that you don't want it to? Do you wish you were?
Which are all your own what? Thoughts. Your own thoughts.
That were created by others.
Yes.
That's the other thing. We're our thoughts are very traditional.
Yes.
They're passed down. Mm-hmm. Not through blood, through actual teaching of other people who thought just as dumb. I'm sorry, different. I don't mean to insult anybody.
Yeah.
But people just have, and we just keep passing them down. We pass down the hate and the judgmental attitude and the that's wrong living, that's wrong what you're doing, and we pass all that stuff down. It ain't learned.
Or it is learned.
I'm sorry, it is learned. It's not natural, I meant to say.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, this is the natural way of things. If a man wants to love another man or a woman wants to love another woman, they decide, hey, that's who I want to be with.
Let them be with them.
I want to be with them. I like talking to them.
Right.
They got a good job.
Yeah.
I want to be intimate with them.
Yeah.
This is what I want. This is what makes me feel good. This is what causes dopamine in my brain.
Yes.
Why are you so mad at that? It ain't for you. So don't do it. It's very simple.
It's simple to us.
You know, most things can be thought out in this way, but it's hard when you think you are supposed to complicate it in this way, get involved like this. You know, if your religion teaches you that. If you don't have a religion and you believe certain restrictions and things like this, I mean, where people get the idea of wanting to throw it upon others just drives me crazy. These same people who wouldn't wear a damn mask, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thought that was an infringement upon them.
To help their neighbor.
Yeah. And they wouldn't wear a mask. Got mad. It doesn't make any sense, these people, and it's unfortunate.
I just think if this is the land of the free, this is the land of your choices. You have the right to choose multiple options instead of having no option. We always have an option.
Right.
In everything! But with that, it's about to be, you have no option.
Think about how dirty it was too. Like, you got this court that says, okay, boom, we're done. No thought about what was going to happen.
Right.
What does that mean for clinics out there? What does that mean for the woman who was raped?
Right.
Or was, and she was scheduled to get this
and effective that
right
moment.
They didn't think anything about any of it. They didn't even try to, like, just did this shit on a Friday, knowing that the protests were going to happen, and it's just going to be, and people are just so volatile right now. It's just going to be more violence. It's going to be more vitriol. It's just going to be more ugliness. It's going to happen in our country as a result. People are unwilling to even try to just, well, one, mind their own business, but at least just try to be civil and know. Or if you don't, you know, if you have ideas, bring them to the table, discuss them, and then have people vote on them.
Right.
Not like normal people do.
Right.
Go by what the people want.
Right. Instead of just making a decision for everyone.
Right. Yeah. It's just so dirty to do that, to be able to just say, okay, it's no longer basically legal to have an abortion. It's up to the states now. And all the states just jump on board and start saying, okay, it's illegal. Without thinking of the infrastructure, the people, the women that are out there right now, and the situations that are out there right now, how heated people are going to be. It's summertime. It's just, here we are again. Another summer of
violence and protests.
Yeah. Maybe with time, maybe things got to get crazy. I know there's some people, I have friends who believe that things are going to have to get crazy before they get better. And I understand that, but I'm just worried about what's going to happen during the crazy.
Yeah.
You know? How long do we deal with the crazy before we, you know, keep saying, hey, it's going to get better? How much harm can happen in that amount of time?
Because we've endured some crazy for the last few years. And that's just weird to say, years.
Yeah.
It makes me want to rewatch Years and Years, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it feels like it's going to be years and years until we can, like, exhale and say, things are starting to feel better. You know, starting to feel the change in people. People are happier. People are moving more. People are, you know, whatever. Like, it just, right now, it doesn't feel like things are getting better.
Yeah.
It feels like it's more tense and it's getting worse.
Yeah, it is. more hateful, short-tempered, and it's just a fight. You know, everything is about fighting, not like discussing things. Realizing that you're called, yeah, maybe your ideas are outdated, or maybe that, you know, what you believe for yourself may not be true for everybody else.
Right.
And if it's not taking anything out of your pocket, causing any harm to you, why do you care?
Right.
And it's just, that is a simple fix to me.
It's just a question of what is it worth to them? Because I feel like that's where everybody's mind goes initially, is how is this going to affect me financially?
Some of it is spite too, you know?
Spite?
Some of it is just trying to, just wanting to be mean. And it's like, some people just mean. Most of the time because they don't like, you know, themselves.
What is it worth to them?
What is it worth? For what? In my house?
At my house?
Are you crazy?
Where I sleep, where I live.
My domain?
No.
You all,
I need peace.
I'm fidgety around me?
No. No.
Man, please.
Anytime I live somewhere where things start to feel tense, I have to go. Man. I can't stay there anymore.
Well, I'm not finna be, you know, even if I got this silly neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm not about to let them dictate my home life.
No. No.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, that's how people are like that. People are kind of like, you know, provoking things. Mm. People like, what, or wanted to provoke, wanting to piss off. Wanted to say, you know, yeah, I did it, what are you going to do about it type stuff. And it escalates and everybody wants to claim foul and all this other stuff. But I don't know. Yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of provocation out there in people's eyes too, and in our government. Positive things to try to find like-minded people. Yeah. Discuss ideas, expand your own awareness and education about things.
Yeah.
Read up more, try to have as many experiences, you know, as you can to just increase your own cognition, but...
And don't absorb just one, especially news media, just having one channel that you watch.
You know, you said that and it made me think of, yeah, don't even, like, all these things that we're talking about, that we talk about on a regular basis, whether it's current events, have things happening in the world or whatever, that's not even all the world.
No.
There's also like birds and shit singing. There's also conversations with loved ones on the telephone. Mm. There's creativity, there's artwork, mm-hmm. there's meditation and yoga. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other things in the world. And so sometimes these things become fixated on these other negative things, thinking this is what the world is. But the world is a lot of, it's good lovemaking, it's intimacy, spending time with somebody you love, it's cooking, it's that taste of that bite of that something that you made or whatever, you know, it is those things too.
Yeah.
And we need to like put things into perspective, like,
yeah,
these are some shitty times as far as what the whole colony is doing, but also life is these other things that I'm going to acknowledge and experience and meditate on and associate in my life, not just this one thing, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I think we're going to end it there. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. You see how that just flows to, we started with, how would you describe who you are, and ended with, your perspective just has to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And appreciate what you have.
You get 80 years at best.
Yeah.
Why waste it? 80 years on this planet? Why right. waste it with silliness?
Silliness.
Stupidity. Stress.
Yeah.
So.
I love it.
I love it too.
I love you.
It's nice talking to you.
I enjoyed it. See y'all next time.